Knoxville continued to be a focal point for local campaigns this past weekend. As we reported yesterday, Republican congressional candidate John Archer was at the Coffee Connection on Saturday to meet with area residents. Republican Iowa House candidate Greg Hartzell and Iowa Senate candidate Amy Sinclair were also in town. Sinclair says that events continue to be well attended and she's receiving lots of support.
Campaign is going well, working hard, getting out, meeting people, getting the message of responsible government, better education, and a better economy for Iowa out to the folks and listening to their ideas as well.
Sinclair is running in her state Senate campaign against Democrat Dick Schrod. Hartzell notes he has seen the same kind of momentum and passion. He reminds voters of the message he's working to promote.
My campaign is focusing on promoting economic growth for the whole state of Iowa, not picking winners and losers, and that includes fighting for tax and regulatory reforms, restoring free market capitalism. Also would want to focus on reining in the government, the state spending. We need to stop spending more than what we're taking in, and we need more transparency and accountability in state government.
Hartzell's opponent, Megan Sir, was part of a Saturday program at the Marion County Democratic headquarters to get out the vote. Volunteers helped remind voters to get registered and return their absentee ballots. She spent Saturday in Pleasantville as well, meeting with veterans at the American Legion breakfast.
Well, those 50% that are being talked about on the Republican side really need to make their voices heard. Most of those folks are retirees, veterans, teachers, people that have paid in to have their benefits covered at the end of their careers and their lives, and we really need to get those folks active and engaged in this conversation.
Election Day is a week away.